Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Joining us now is Brian Kish, president of the Emeril Lagasse Foundation. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. Hopefully you're having a great start to your week.
Oh, absolutely. Brian, I was got to spend a weekend with you guys weekend before last at the Chichi Miguel Throwdown, which is a barbecue cook-off. Had a great time. Aaron Sanchez, Emeril, Tim Crehan, and then Mike Thompson and his group of amateurs participated in that throwdown. And as I watched the video of what you guys do, it occurred to me that I don't think a lot of folks really recognize nor realize the breadth and depth of the Emeril Lagasse Foundation. You guys are bigger than Louisiana. Y'all are bigger than the Florida Panhandle. Y'all are in a bunch of different states doing great work.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're really excited. We've been around since 2002, and a lot of folks don't know, but we're a public charity. But we use all those chef friends that you mentioned and winemaker friends and all of Emeril's friends from around the country, and we throw great food and wine events and very generous supporters. We then take those gifts and we transform them, investing back in the youth of our communities. Last year, over 35,000 young people that we shape their lives through inspiring, mentoring, enabling them, and we do it through culinary. So we do a lot of things, Noel, here locally. We support things like Cafe Hope, Liberty's Kitchen, Cafe Reconcile, those teaching learning cafes. We've been doing the summer feeding program with Second Harvest here since the beginning. Over 2 million meals served in the summer to those young people that need healthy, nutritious food. We put in the Culinary Garden Teaching Kitchen at NOCA. We've done the Feeding at Covenant House, Music Room at St. Michael's. But as you noted, it's just not here. We're in 14 states. You join us in the Panhandle. We had some fun. We support a couple different programs there. We're in California. We have our Culinary Garden Teaching Kitchen program, helping transform young people's lives in the classroom through food and garden. And we're in D.C., Chicago, all over. But based right here in New Orleans, making a difference, making an impact. And Emeril takes it serious, and he uses all of his time and reach to make sure that these young people are taken care of. And I get the honor of delivering that through his foundation.
You know, what's kind of unique to me is he truly enjoys sharing the stage. For example, Aaron Sanchez and his program. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. A couple of years ago, Chef Aaron, a lot of chefs looked at Emeril as obviously with his TV personality and what he did for food, bringing it to the masses through TV, obviously his restaurant empire. But I think chefs look at him as a leader in the chef philanthropic world as well. And Chef Aaron was already doing some great work with a scholarship program, working with Latino youth and providing them an opportunity to get some continued learning and then mentorship through a scholarship program. But he wanted to take it to the next level, and he knew that if he could join forces with us, that we could do that. So about a year and a half ago, we brought in Chef Aaron Sanchez. We brought his Impact Fund which is uplifting the lives of Latino youth through food. Brought them in about a year and a half ago. Gave them all the resources that we have available so that they can have an impact right away. So it's one of our three programs, along with our Culinary Garden Teaching Kitchen that I mentioned, and our community grants. And we're honored to have him. He joined our board, and we're honored to help deliver that program. Right now, we have four students going to school at No Key, and they're from all over the country, but come in here, and they're doing their program. And then afterwards, they'll mentor with Aron and Aron chef friends, and then go out and try to change the face and the front of the shop, really, of restaurants around the country. And again, using food as a way to do that.
And Chef Aron and his students, they were big winners at the throwdown, the Chichi Miguel throwdown. And I got to tell you about Chef Aron, which is very interesting. You know, at one point in time of the auction that evening, as it, that really is the culmination of the entire weekend of fundraising, there's this opportunity that you have for people to give money directly to Aron Sanchez's fund. After the event, I went up to him and I congratulated him on the big win with the ribs and the whole nine yards. And I got to talk to him earlier in the day, as well as the kids, and just had a great time doing so. And he already knew everyone in that room that had donated to him. And he thanked me for my donation. I was kind of blown away by it. But he is so connected to what he does. He's just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, he is. I think that's the thing about Chef Aron and Emeril. And this isn't to slight other, you know, celebrities that have charities, but what they do is real and sincere. You'll see them at events and how emotional and how meaningful this is to them. Every year when we have our event here in New Orleans, our Carnival's event, we always have St. Michael's. Which is a great special school. They have a choir that always comes in and sings. And every time you see Emeril tear up, you see Aron with pure, real pride when he sees these students graduate. And so this is real to them. It's meaningful to them. And they're grateful to those that make the investments. They know that when folks like yourself take your hard-earned dollars and choose to give it to another nonprofit and supporting kids you may never meet. You know, you got to meet those kids, which is great, but you may never do that. That's a real gift. That's a present, right? And so they cherish that, they respect that. And that's what we do as staff members. You know, we have a professional staff and team that takes this as real serious business because we know there's young people's lives that are counting on it. And look, we have a lot of fun doing it, right? you were at the event.
Absolutely.
And Newell, now let's make sure your viewers, you know, don't miss this. You all won an award, your team as well. Newell was cooking as part of a team, and they got the best side dish. I call it a Cajun paella. In other
Absolutely.
Words, a jambalaya.
I want you to know that we wore those medals proud the remainder of the weekend there. And actually had someone come up to me and said, were you the winner of that big golf tournament that was in town?
Well, you know, and it's funny you mentioned that. I mean, you competed against Emeril Lagasse, Aron Sanchez, Kim Crean, who has a fabulous restaurant down in that area. I mean, you're going to get
Cuvée 38, absolutely.
Yeah, and you guys are kind of the only amateur team, and you guys did it, and well deserved. It was delicious. I know you guys hand peeled all the fish and the shrimp.
The true brains behind it were my friends from down the bayou, the PB&N candies. They're the ones that really pulled that together. I just took orders and did what they told me to do. There was a time that night, Saturday night, very touching. Mike Thompson, a winemaker in Sonoma, somebody that I've grown to know well. In fact, year before last, he rode with us in the crew of Orpheus on our float, and we had a wonderful time with he and his wife, Valerie. About early on, many, many years ago, I think going back to 2014, they touched a young lady's life, and she was there that evening. And I got to tell you, when that story was told, there was not a dry eye in the place. I'm sure you remember it. Tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the organizations that we support in that panhandle area in South Walton and Okaloosa County is an organization called Emerald Coast Children's Advocacy Center. And they're a place where it's a one-stop area where they can bring in young people that are experiencing abuse and real, real sad situations. They can bring their families in, but it's a safe place. So a lot of times these young people don't want to talk about what's happening to them because they're at a police station, That's where a lot of these debriefs happen. Well, this amazing organization has created a space where it's comfortable. It's a place where young people can feel okay to talk. They have counselors, they have the space. And then they actually have folks from the judicial system as well. I'm sure, you know, back in your day, you saw a lot of this as well. And they would have those people there as well, sometimes on the other side of a double-sided mirror with letting the parents know, obviously. So it can happen all in one place so that these young people can begin the healing and then they can come back. And there was a young lady there that when she was a young girl, she experienced this. She went to that center. She stayed connected. She received the services. And now is at Florida State. She's a junior and is really engaged and wants to get involved in nonprofits and give back. But that's the work that we do every day in the nonprofit partners that we work with. It's literally changing lives. And I think people forget that sometimes when we make that gift, that you really are people on that other end. You know, I always talk about philanthropy. It's broken down into philos, anthropos, which means love of humankind. And that's what philanthropy and charity is about. And that's why I love being a part of it. And that's why we're so grateful to folks like you and all your listeners that support nonprofits. There are real lives on the other end. And when we can show them to you, I think we need to, so you understand that, so that it can continue to flourish with charity and nonprofits. It's amazing the generosity of people out there. In the United States, we're almost at, last year, I think it was over $400 billion given away to nonprofits and charities. And I think it's one of the things that makes this country great.
We're visiting with Brian Kish, president of the Emeril Lagasse Foundation. Carnival de Venn this year celebrates 20 years, correct?
Unbelievable. Yeah, 20 years. Year one was supposed to be the year that Katrina happened, and luckily we had some great board members in Las Vegas, and we hosted in Las Vegas, and ever since then we've been back here in New Orleans. It's an annual celebration of wine and food. We bring in some of the best chefs in the world. You name them. We've had Jose Andres, Eric Rivera, Thomas Keller, you know, every big time chef. We've had Guy Fieri. They'll come and lend their talents and their skills and cook for our guests. We'll bring in 8 different vintners from around the country to pour their fine wines. And we do it again by raising money for young people. And all those dollars we can then turn around and invest back in our communities. We put over $20 million back into our communities, youth-based initiatives, and a lot more coming. But we can do it through these events. And I'll tell you, Newell, and you mentioned the Thompsons, and there's so many others. I'll tell you, maybe the most generous people I've met are vintners, winemakers. They donate all of their wine to us for charity auction or to pour for our guests. So we don't have to have that cost. So those savings we can translate into making a difference. So it's a beautiful audience. It's a great time. It's November 14th through the 16th. We start with a special dinner at Emeril's restaurant at Merrill. Then we go and see our beneficiaries. We always make sure our donors, investors get to see those young people that make a difference in. And then we're going to have a little fun thing Friday night, maybe in one of Emeril's new restaurants. Still
maybe.
To come. a little hint out there, folks. They have a new restaurant, 34. It's going to be a Spanish-Portuguese place, and we're going to do something special there one night. And then we have that big gala. And again, you know, we go to all these galas, and a lot of us get invited to these things. But this one's truly special. It's people from around the country come in, and we'll have about 350 special guests there. And we eat well and we drink well. And here's my favorite thing about it is NOCA, the students, the culinary program at NOCA that we help start and fund their kitchen, they create the menu. And then chefs have to execute an Emeril's culinary team and the great chefs at Windsor Court are the team that deliver the meal. The appetizers and the reception is done by these star chefs. You get to meet them and interact with them. But then the menu is created by high school kids, seating these Michelin star chefs that are then going to sit down and eat too. So it's a really, really neat thing that we do.
Yeah, if you really want to experience a different type of fundraising experience, Carnival de Venn is the one to attend. It's a 3-day event. I mean, it's just more and more and more, but it's a lot of fun. I've been several times myself. I've had a blast each and every time. Still drink some wines that were presented at early onset years of Carnival de Venn to this day that I was exposed to that I've never seen anywhere else. Boutique wineries, you know, had to wait a couple of years to get on the wait list, but it was well worth it, and, you know, and able to still order those wines. Congratulations, Brian, to you. Your team is absolutely incredible. I mean, the young lady and young men that work for the Emeril Lagasse Foundation truly believe in what they do. They really make it happen. You're very fortunate to have a lot of great people surround yourself. And congratulations on Chichi Miguel. I think y'all raised at $1 million that night.
Yeah, about $1 million. Isn't that great, you know, with food and wine and paella. It's a great way to do it. And, you know, thank you so much for allowing me to be on the show, to share the joy and the work that we do, the impact that we do. Folks can go to emeril.org, www.emeril.org, to learn more. And we look forward to being here for another 20, 25 years and making a difference for a long, long time. We're honored to do it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. Brian Kish, President, Emeril Lagasse Foundation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.